Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we go to the fringes of London to tell the story of the modest garden gate and what lies beyond. As London softens at its western edges and drifts like snow into suburbia, there are gentle shifts in the architecture of the capital. These gear changes may be subtle, but as you rattle out of London by train, say, or look through the dusty windscreen of your car, you do see and feel them. 30 minutes after leaving central London, you are still in London, but it's a place that has little to do with the London of our minds. All of a sudden, you've gone from stuccoed grandeur to terrace to dinky apartment blocks to semi-detached and bungalows. It's a world where echoes of rural life are felt, or at least imitated. The odd bandstand, a villagey high street, even a parish church. It's in this world that my aunt has lived her life until a couple of months ago, when the creeping vines of dementia made it no longer possible for her to remain living alone, despite all the care agencies and family offering support. It was time to leave. The house had to be packed up, but this tall story is not about her, or her life, or her home, or the amazing garden gone astray like her mind. It's a smaller thing, seemingly inconsequential, but oddly indelible. A garden gate. The garden gate only begins to make an appearance as you leave the city, and even here is increasingly rare as homeowners strip out their front gardens and have them tarmacked over to provide space to park their SUVs and various family members' polished motors. But age and a love of flowers meant that this fate would not befall my aunt's garden. I've been coming to this house all my life, and as a kid, I remember jumping out of my parents' car to push that gate open. Its modest click, letting me have access to my aunt, her laugh, her world, and later, her hoarding. For many years, she also lived here with my grandmother, and that click of the gate also gained you access on a summer's afternoon to biscuits and orange squash. My dad and his sister would often trail around the garden discussing what needed pruning and replanting, this plant passion a shared bond. Over the years, I've been to that house so many times, and every visit always starts at that gate, and you always have the same feeling. You're leaving the street behind and entering a very private world. A few weeks ago, I went back for what will be the final time. My aunt was gone, the house packed up and ready to be sold. I spent some hours there with my sisters, boxing up a life. But it was the final closing of the gate that stays with me. It was the closing of so much. But it did make me realise how much I like this soft underbelly of London, where lives can be lived even now with this mix of country and city. And how much I like a gate whose click can trigger images of summers past, makes a slideshow of lives slipping away. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute episode of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.